Strong season continues for the Mercer Lady Cardinals. They are 16-3 on the season, ended up in second place last week at the Meadville Invitational. A couple of good victories over Northwestern, pretty lopsided on Tuesday, came back against Linn County. Mustangs gave them a battle, won by 9 on Thursday. We're just talking about this Meadville team off the air a little bit. I haven't seen Meadville in person. Coach has. He's going to inform us on a pretty good Eagle team that got the better of Mercer on Saturday night. Winston at home, a trip to Jamesport, then on Friday for HDC play this week for the Lady Cardinals. How are you doing today, Coach?
Good.
So, a million-dollar question. You saw Meadville in person. How good are they?
Oh, they're very good. They're as advertised. Their guards are as good as anybody that we've seen in the last several years, and they caused us a lot of trouble. They're full-court press and the way they run and jump to the ball, it just caused us problems all night.
Yeah, there's kind of a thought process out there that you can get people uncomfortable if you do to them what they like to do to others. We know the type of pressure, and especially ball pressure from your guards you like to put on. Is that kind of what Meadville did to you guys? They just had the better of you?
Well, they just do it basically from the time you inbounds the ball. Theirs is mostly a full court pressure situation. Their half court stuff is good, but they really rely on getting steals and getting you sped up and creating shots that you don't want to take and turning it over so they can get out and run and hit shots.
Needless to say, the girls hadn't taken, 63-27, so it was pretty lopsided in favor of Meadville. Your girls haven't had many setbacks like that, if any, over the last, 3, 4, 5 years. Are you worried about their bounce back, Coach, or do you kind of feel like they're going to flush that one and get ready for this week?
Well, you never know, but I'm confident that we'll bounce back, and we've got two big conference games this week, and then a conference tournament next week. So we don't have any time to think a whole lot about this past weekend. But it's kind of what I told them after each one of their losses this year is the good thing about basketball is you get to play a game within a couple of days, whereas football you got to wait a week and think about it and review it and do all those things. But basketball, you just have to bounce back and get back to what you do.
And you can consider this, too. If you get a chance to play Meadville again, that's going to be really good news because that would probably be, if not in Springfield, very, very deep into the playoffs come March.
Yeah. Fortunately, we go different directions, but that's neither here nor there. But they're definitely one of the best teams in the state, and they have as good a chance as anybody of winning it all.
Yeah, no question about it. Interested to see what they do and who they play and where they go come about 3 weeks from now. Linn County, as I said, Coach, said they gave you a pretty good battle on Thursday night. Is that game as competitive as the score might indicate?
Yeah, it was. They're a good team. We played them earlier right before Christmas. It was about the same spread as this one, but it was quite a bit different game. They were in big foul trouble the first time we played them, and I think they thought that may have been the difference in that game, and realistically it did make a difference. But this year I thought we played, or this time we played much better than we did before Christmas, and we controlled the game a little bit better and got good shots, got good possessions, and defended pretty well.
The first time you played Winston, we had your game against King City at Holiday Hoops where the Lady Wildcats got the best. You have 54-41. And I remember talking to you about that Winston game where you just felt like, yeah, we won, but we weren't at our best. We're just kind of in a funk. We're trying to work out of it a little bit. So that was at their place. They come to your place tomorrow night, Coach. As you get ready for that rematch, what do you remember about the Redbirds, and what are kind of your keys to playing well come Tuesday night?
Well, they just like to play a style that's pretty wild, and they like to get out and go a little bit too, and that game we didn't take care of the ball real well, we didn't shoot it very well, and we got rattled. So I never felt like that game was in big danger, simply because of it was mostly around 10 throughout most of the game and ended up I think 5 or 6, but it was one of those games where we just didn't necessarily get clicking, and a lot of that was the credit to them. But, hopefully tomorrow night we can do a better job of controlling some things.
And the first turnaround against Tri-County that was at your place, and that was on the 6th. So just like that first week of January, you see Winston and Tri-County with having home and away, you just kind of flip-flop things. So you doubled up Tri-County 58-29, and now you go to Jamesport. You figure that's not going to be as easy to play them in their gym on Friday. But what are your thoughts on the Mustangs in that matchup?
Well, anytime you play them, they're going to be well coached and try some different things to see what works for them, and so we've got to be ready for several different things. I know they play good defensively, good defense in man-to-man, and you know, we've got to make sure that we're ready for that, and you know, defensively is always a key for us, so we've got to make sure we're getting good ball pressure and things like that for us.
Two game nights, three practice nights this week. What do you work on with the girls in practice, Coach, just in the big picture, because districts are starting to get close? Where do you feel like with kind of districts kind of, you know, getting a little bit closer here by the day, where are you trying to get the team better?
Well, every day you just got to continue to just work on the basics. That's what we do most every day is just the three components: your passing, shooting, and ball handling, and those are primarily what we work on most every day. And you know, defensively, we've been fairly consistent this year. Offensively, it's kind of been hit and miss, so that's an area we need to work on.
16-3 record, getting back into conference play. Winston at Mercer tomorrow night. As always, Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck against the Redbirds.
All right, thank you.